All right, so partial differential equations are probably the dominant form of any fundamental simulation. The other two major forms are Monte Carlo methods and particle dynamics. But I think if you look at, say, the NSF supercomputer centers, I would imagine 50% or maybe more of their applications are some form of partial differential equation, and the others with smaller numbers of Monte Carlo, and then probably yet smaller numbers of particle dynamics. So here are a few examples. Airflow over a wing, radar waves bouncing off aircraft or what have you, blood circulation in the human body. Yesterday I was in an all-day meeting about simulating numerical black holes, the collision of black holes, and there we have climate models. So in each case, you have a physical system for which there are relatively fundamental equations written down describing fields or densities, and then you wish to solve that numerically. A differential equation set is called partial if and only if there are at least two independent variables. So ordinary differential equations have one variable, typically time, which is differentiated. Partial differential equations have two or more. The simplest type of differential equations, which you will find endless computer science papers discussing, is the Laplacian operator, which is called del squared, and del squared is d squared psi dx squared plus d squared psi dy squared plus d squared psi dz squared. These examples up here have a far richer set of differential equations.